Ladies and gentlemen, I am Dobbin, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the conference call of Route Mobile Limited, arranged by Concept Investor Relations to discuss its Q3 and 9-month FY24 results. We have with us today Mr. Rajdeep Kumar Gupta, Managing Director and Group CEO, Mr. Gautam Badalia, Group Chief Strategy Officer and Chief Investor Relations Officer, and Mr. Suresh Jankar, Chief Financial Officer. At this moment, all participants are in the listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve a certain risks and uncertainties. Kindly refer to slide number 2 of the presentation for the detailed disclaimer. Please note, this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajdeep Kumar Gupta. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Arvind. Good evening, everyone. In light of the recent global trend of workforce rationalization and cost optimization among large global companies, the broader CPaaS industry has encountered some headwinds, especially in the last 2 months of the previous quarter. I want to take this opportunity to provide you with a transparent overview of the current situation as well as our strategic response to these events. While we have registered our best quarterly revenue during the quarter gone by, it was yet a slightly muted performance considering Q3 is a historically a best quarter. This is due to the industry headwinds and delays in couple of our large contracts going live. In lieu of the above, we revise our FY24 guidance from 20 to 25% revenue growth to 15 to 17% gap revenue growth. These developments, while concerning, are not uncommon in the fast evolving tech landscape. The good thing is that our performance during the month so far is encouraging, and we are putting a lot of effort to accelerate to go live date for some of the large contracts that we have won and few that are words of closure. Some of the notable contracts which should go live during the course of this quarter are one of the largest e-commerce customer to go live for European destination, Vodafone Idea contract integration ongoing rapidly. However, the full-fledged impact of this contract will start from April 1st onwards. We have recently onboarded a large e-commerce client from Asia. It should gradually ramp up. We are on the verge of signing a contract with one of the largest private sector banks in India. We are also encouraged by the growing adoption of new communication channels like RCS and WhatsApp business messaging. In fact, some of our recent contract wins on these product lines are as big as our monthly revenue on these product lines. The recent shift in the messaging space are opening up new avenues for communication. We expect to onboard a significant number of new customers to our omnichannel platform, leveraging these changes. This evolution in the market, while bringing its challenges, also present us with unprecedented opportunities for growth and expansion. The evolving messaging landscape is creating exciting opportunity for us to welcome numerous new clients to our omnichannel platform. This shift, while challenging, is opening doors to unprecedented growth and development. We are in the process of implementing innovative technological solutions such as Gen AI and to enhance our operational efficiency. While I won't delve into specific, I can assure you that these advancements will significantly contribute to optimizing our processes and reducing dependencies, aligning us with the best industry practices. In terms of Proximus deal update, we have secured the most important US approval and are in striking distance of deal closure. A couple of regulatory approvals from the Middle East are awaited anytime soon. Further, we have done a lot of groundwork on the integration effort across the group and have clearly identified synergies across various buckets. Upon the deal closure, we shall immediately action the integration effort and the synergy should start to reflect in our financial immediately thereafter. In conclusion, while we acknowledge the challenge we face, our outlook remains optimistic. Our strong foundation coupled with our strategic initiative position us well to capitalize our future opportunities and deliver on our promises of innovation and excellence. Thank you for your continued faith in our journey. We are committed to keeping you informed and engaged as we progress towards our shared goal. Now, I will hand over the call to Gautam, who will share more about our financial highlights. Over to you, Gautam.
Thank you, Rati. Good evening, everyone. Wishing all a very happy new year 2024. We've already uploaded our quarterly earnings presentation on our website as well as on the stock exchange website. Hope you had a chance to go through the presentation. I'll quickly summarize our financial and operating performance during Q3 FY24 and 9 months FY24 before opening the floor for Q&A. I'll start by highlighting the key developments during the quarter gone by. We have registered, as Rajiv highlighted, we have registered our best quarterly revenues during the quarter gone by, yet it was a slightly muted performance due to factors which Rajiv again highlighted, I mean industry headwinds, as most OTTs were in cost-saving mode, which affected the ISD traffic in regions, and delay in certain large contracts going live. With respect to our margins, we have encountered some one-off expenses. I'll just list out some of those one-off expenses for the quarter gone by. MR messaging's revenue grew by 40% sequentially, but this but their performance actually was a drag on our EBITDA margin. Adjusted for MRM's EBITDA, we achieved a 13% EBITDA margin. MRM's performance for 9 months FY24 was affected largely by geopolitical issues in Europe and industry consolidation. Hence, an exceptional item of rupees 150.4 million was booked in Q3 FY24, which represents the fair value gain as of December 31, 2023, of the contingent consideration payable towards the acquisition of the 100% equity stake of MR Messaging. There was also a bad debt write-off in Messivian to the tune of 46.6 million INR in 9 months FY24, and we have already initiated legal actions for recovery. There was a one-time consultancy and retainer fees paid in Q3 FY24 for market expansion in Africa and LATAM, which amounted to INR 29.9 million. In volume terms, we processed 31.2 billion transactions, similar to Q2 FY24. Despite Q3's seasonal strength, the muted sentiment across geographies is reflected in these volumes. India continues to be our largest market by termination, accounting for over 47% of our revenue by termination. The revenues from U.S. headquartered customers declined owing to reasons highlighted above. You may refer to slide 16 for the same. We are seeing strong momentum in next-generation products across multiple geographies. We witnessed a year-on-year growth of 58% and a quarter-on-quarter growth of 14%. You may refer to slide 10 for the same. Our new products, LTM revenue, is around US $25 million. The uptake in new products by enterprises, a few large contracts going live shortly, along with the synergy benefits that will accrue to Route Mobile post the deal closure, will pave a very strong growth trajectory for FY25. With this backdrop, let me walk you through our financial performance. In Q3 FY24, revenue from operations grew by 3.9%. from 9857 million INR in Q3 FY23 to 10243 million in Q3 FY24. There was a sequential growth of 1%. Billable transactions increased from 27.7 billion in Q3 FY23 to 31.2 billion in Q3 FY24. Average realization per billable transactions increased to 32.9 paisa in Q3 FY24 from 32.4% in Q2 FY24. Gross profit margins remained flat on a sequential basis. EBITDA declined marginally owing to certain one-off expenses highlighted earlier. Effective tax rate for the quarter was around 15.4%. Profit after tax adjusted for exceptional items grew by 15.5% on a YOY basis and 11.6% on a sequential basis, from 854 million in Q3 FY23 and 884 million in Q2 FY24 to 986 million in Q3 FY24. PAT margin was at 9.6% in Q3 FY24 as against 8.7% in Q3 FY23 and Q2 FY24. The board has recommended an interim dividend of INR 3 rupees per share. For 9 months FY24, revenue from operations grew by 17.4% from 25,606 million rupees in 9 months FY23 and 30,063 million rupees in 9 months FY24. In terms of certain KPIs, billable transactions increased from 79 billion in 9 months FY23 to 92 billion in 9 months FY24. Average realization per billable transaction was 32.7 paisa in 9 months FY24 as compared to 32.2 paisa in 9 months FY23. We had a net revenue retention of 110%. You may refer to slide 18 for the same. We added over 700 new customers in 9 months FY24 across all products. Gross profit margin declined from 22.4% in 9 months FY23 to 21.3% in 9 months FY24. EBITDA grew by 15.7%. In terms of operating leverage, EBITDA as a percentage of gross profit stood at 59% in 9 months FY24. EBITDA margin remained flattish. Effective tax rate was 12.3% in 9 months FY23 as against 15.7% in 9 months FY24. Profit after tax adjusted for exceptional item grew by 21.6% from 2291 million in 9 months FY23 to 2786 million in 9 months FY24. The PAT margin improved from 9 to 9.3% during the same period. We onboarded 35 new employees and 29 employees left us during the same period. Net cash as on December 31, 2023 was 4654 million INR rupees. Average receivable days was 73 days in 9 months FY24 versus 73 days in H1 FY24. Average payable days reduced marginally to 59 days in 9 months FY24 versus 64 days in H1 FY24. Normalized CFO conversion during 9 months FY24 was in the range of 50 to 75% guidance range that we had told out at the beginning of the year. With these highlights, we open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Swapnil Poduke from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rajesh. Hi, Gautam. Thanks for the opportunity. First, on your growth trends for this particular year, you mentioned there has been a significant decline. There has been a correction in growth of guidance as well. Now, my question is would we be able to recover the lost growth in this particular quarter? I mean, the revenues that we have lost in this particular quarter, starting Q4. If not, what would be the reason be? That would be the first question.
So, Sopil, hi. Let me start with this. So, as I said, one of the largest e-commerce customer is live on our India platform right now. We were hoping them to start 9 other countries, which got delayed. And we are very much hopeful to get those started by this quarter. And we are in constant touch with them to start with UK and other countries. So hopefully that will go live. As far as our Vodafone Idea contract is concerned, I think we were expecting to go live by 1st of December, which is now extended to 1st of April as an exclusive partnership deal with Vodafone Idea. We are almost migrating the firewall on our the different circles on our firewall, and we believe by end of March we will be able to complete the entire shift from other firewall to our firewall. So the complete growth in terms of revenue and on the firewall side will be effective from 1st of April. So in terms of, the last contract, as I said, we are seeing a significant growth in this month already. Some of the customer who lower down their volume last quarter, we can see them started again. So we might not give any kind of guidance, but in terms of revenue guidance, I think we are very much confident that between 15 to 17% is something what we will achieve this financial year.
Okay. So just to extend that point, you mentioned 17% at the upper end of the guidance. So that effectively tells us that you're guiding for 15% of the sequential growth, Q1Q. And historically, 4Q has is typically tapered compared to 3Q. So this time around, it will be the other way around.
So if you see our last year, also the Q4 was better than the Q3. So we believe that this year Q4 will be better than Q3.
Got it. And if I were to just extrapolate a few things and ask you about FY25, what would be the incremental revenue potential that you are looking at from all the deals that you just mentioned and things starting, assuming the Vodafone deal also comes in from 1st of April?
So apart from Vodafone and other deals, I think the synergy between the TeleSign and BICS as a proximal deal. So we are expecting that deal to be close very soon. If those deals also, those synergies come along with Route Mobile, I think we have a very high number to achieve. Right now we are assessing the whole value. We might not able to give you the exact growth trajectory for the next year, but very soon we will definitely share that.
Okay. And one thing on your gross margins. You just mentioned that your, you know, RCS and WhatsApp revenue has been doing well, but that does not seem to be reflecting in your gross margins. In fact, if I see from a YY perspective, you are down significantly. Q on Q perspective, also you are flattish. When exactly should we start seeing these margins to inch up, get some benefits from the new product lines?
So, Swapnil, you need to also understand when we talk about, say, 25 million for the yearly basis revenue against 4,000 crore revenue, so it will always be very small. I think, as I Gautam mentioned, some of the contracts which we have won recently and some of the contracts which we are working on are very large contracts. And as soon as we scale this entire revenue to around 300 to 400 crore or maybe 500 crore a year, probably you can see the impact of that in our GP, you know. So, but we are working very hard to onboard and focus more on omnichannel potential, which we see right now. So that's the current status. Gautam, if you want to add to this.
Yeah, so hi, Swapnil. So we just, I think we mentioned in our remarks also, I think MRM, I think, while I think they have not had the best 9 months, but I think last quarter, I think they did exceedingly well in terms of growing the revenue sequentially by 40%, but in terms of gross and EBITDA margin, I mean, it was a drag on our on our overall financials. So adjusted for the MRM's gross and EBITDA margin, I mean, our margins would have expanded significantly. I mean, sure, it would have been closer to last year's gross margin.
Got it, Gautam. And just one last question on your employee expenses. Right now, they are hovering around 55 crores on a quarterly basis. Is there any impact of any price hikes or something, the salary hikes or something in this particular quarter, or like that comes in later? If you can just guide some how things we should forecast.
Some of the subsidiaries, they also have a January to December kind of a cycle. So there are some bonus payouts and all that happen typically at the end of December. So some of those things have happened during the course of last quarter.
So fair to assume 55 crores as a run rate in the near term, next one or two quarters?
Yeah, in that vicinity, that's right.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you, Rasik, and thanks, Gautam.
Thanks, Abneel.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Mehta from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Couple of questions. First, about if I looked vertical mix which we provide in terms of which segment is driven growth, digital native and aggregator seems to be weak. So if you can provide some colors, what is playing out? So CPaaS partner as well as digital native, some weakness is evident. Second question is about some of the comment you made in delaying large contract ramp up. So if I look, your PPT indicated Vodafone, where we are already live and in record time we implemented and stuff like that. So what led to delay in conversion to revenue or maybe billing? If you can provide some sense. And Third question is about the gross margin trajectory. I understand new product is not significant, but if I go to, let's say, year, 2 year back, and overall consistent narrative about gross margin expansion plan over a period of time, some of it is not evident in the numbers. So if you can provide what led to some kind of miss, not for this quarter particularly, but broader, let's say, 9 months or something of that sort. Thanks.
So, Gosu, I'll start with the second question, and probably you can answer the remaining two.
Sure.
So, the basic Vodafone, we went live on 1st of December with our hub, which is like a record implementation at Vodafone Idea. There is a current partner who has a firewall deployed in all the various circles of Vodafone Idea, which is a very tedious job to transfer the entire traffic from one circle, one firewall to another firewall. And that is why now we have started from the January to moving the traffic from one firewall to our firewall. That process has been started. We cannot move all the traffic in one shot because we have to test. We have to make sure everything working fine from firewall A to firewall B. So that transition period is a longer. That is why it will take another, I think it takes another 2 months more. And that is what we expect, and that is why we're talking about 1st of April as a go-live, and we will become the exclusive also from 1st of April, which means that all the traffic from 1st of April onwards will flow through our firewall. Gautam?
Just adding on this part, so earlier when we indicated it to contribute revenue from Q4 onwards, whether we over-optimistically assume transition to be very short duration kind of transition?
Yeah, so I think it was a little bit miscalculation from our side, and probably that was one of the reasons we were always calculated, I think, Vodafone idea to go live from January. But because of the shift taking more time, and we already started the process, and that's why we are not considering the revenue of that in this quarter. But we have now, the shift has already started. We have already moved 3 circles to our firewall now, and remaining are going weekly basis. And keeping that in mind, I think 1st of April is a tentative date where we will be the exclusive on Vodafone Idea. Gautam?
Sure. So, Deepesh, your first question was on digital native and CPaaS. So you're absolutely right. I think those two segments have witnessed some headwinds, and that's largely an industry-wide phenomena and not specific to mobile per se. So some of these CPaaS players, I mean, who are also our partners, they service a lot of large global enterprises, and we've seen that trend pretty much play out across, I mean, most of these large global enterprises during the fag end of, during the last 2 months of the last quarter, previous quarter. Hopefully, I think things are coming back, I mean, with some of these enterprises now doing their budgeting and stuff. So things I think should come back at least, and it should steady now. So from that aspect, I think we are cautiously optimistic about that, both these segments. And as Rajiv said, I mean, once Vodafone goes live, I mean, we'll definitely be able to increase our wallet share with each of these clients. So Deepesh, the third query was on new products, right? I mean, the ramp-up. So I think we're very, very enthused with the kind of ramp-up that you're witnessing.
No, it was on gross margin.
Yeah, on the gross margin. Okay, the expansion that you were saying.
That's right. Let's say if I go to 2 year back.
Can you just repeat the question?
Sure. So let's say if I go to your 2 year back narrative about gross margin trajectory, 1 year back also, same narrative. We expect gross margin trajectory to improve over a period of time, and it would be consistent, steady kind of improvement. Now, if I look actual delivery, the trajectory seems to be different. Now, we explain A, B, C reason why it is not happening, but if I look trajectory perspective, in 22, we were at 21% gross margin. Today, we are not different. So
yeah,
I just want to understand whether one should expect 21 is a reasonable number to expect for medium term, or you think 25... And because at one point of time, you indicated it can go as high as 30. So we are way below those kind of numbers. So I just want to get sense.
Depends. So as I said, our other line of business and our omnichannel business is growing every single quarter. Okay. And I think the run rate of $25 million as of now. And we are expecting this grow, I think, at least very high as compared to the SMS piece. But again, I think we are, as soon as it increases to a 500 crore revenue run rate, I think that is where you can start looking at those margin increase in overall. Gautam, if you want to add to this.
Yeah, and just to give you a perspective, I think we've given a 3-year perspective of margin expansion, and that's a fair observation. I think some of that has kind of got a little diluted because of, I think, IBG, Ascribe, I mean, MR messaging margin was a drag, right? If you adjust for that, I mean, there is some bit of margin expansion that's played out. But notwithstanding that, I think the important thing is, I think this year, as we said, I think this would be an inflection year for the new products. I mean, at this point in time, I mean, we're working on few contracts where our monthly run rate of the new product revenue, I mean, some of the contract sizes that we are winning are greater than that. So some of those validations are happening. I think let this new products work stream gather some critical mass at that point in time. I think this should definitely play out, I mean, from an expansion standpoint.
Fair point. And last question from my side. Now, if I look your Q4 guidance rate, I am looking sequential perspective, implies roughly around 7 to 14% as quarter-on-quarter growth. Now, Vodafone is likely to ramp up from April, so it should not contribute. So what we are building, because from seasonality perspective, typically volume is not showing any material growth. If I look last few years of our performance, so what we are building here, if you can help us understand.
I think some of the segments which are now coming back, essentially the CPaaS, that had actually kind of dwindled down quite a bit during last quarter. I think some of those things are now coming back. And I think last year, if you look at the trajectory, on a sequential basis, we were able to demonstrate growth, I mean, in Q4 versus Q3. Plus, we are assuming that some of these contracts that we have won, I mean, the e-commerce client in Asia that we have won, I mean, already started the throughput, and that should meaningfully ramp up. We are also assuming that one of the largest e-commerce clients, I mean, they will start the European traffic during the course of this quarter. So some of these things are baked in to the assumption.
Last year, growth was partly driven by acquisition. Intertelco was not there in Q3, and that's why some growth happened. If I adjust for it, your growth was not there sequentially, which is the usual pattern. And that's why I try to, but you said these 3-4 reasons are sufficient for us to give that confidence.
No, so yes. I think Intertelco acquisition happened in December 21, not last year.
Okay, fair.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Chaudhary from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. First question is regarding the decline we have seen in the volume number. While the argument is given that there is cut in spending in ILD by global enterprises, volume clearly, you know, is driven by the NLD part, right? ILD is relatively a small portion of overall volume. And decline in on Q2 basis more or less showing that even on NLD side, there is at least some pressure. We have heard from your competitors last quarter that there are challenges from other players who are not passing on the increased cost. So anything to highlight there in terms of volume?
So in terms of volume, what has actually transpired is I think there was a significant drop in volume for Messenger. While I think their volumes dropped by 10%, their revenues increased by 15%. So they were able to kind of do a lot of solution selling, I mean, which are inherently, I mean, larger ticket sizes solutions that they were able to sell. So I think that way, I think they have done really well in terms of the margin expansion and in terms of the gross margins.
So, Gautam, if they have done margin expansion this quarter, let's again, and there is that, you know, 15% jump driven by realization, then Root's organic performance is even inferior, right? Relatively basic.
No. So that I think you did call out, right? Digital native and CPaaS, I think those two segments got impacted during February, during November and December. So that led to kind of a slightly muted performance from Root Mobile on an organic basis.
Sure. And can you highlight the legal claim which you initiated against Messenger? Any more color will be helpful.
Sorry, come again.
one-time cost against Mithipian?
So this actually happened, a part of it happened in Q2 and large part of it happened in Q3. So this was pertaining to one solution that they sold to kind of a Mexican enterprise, but ultimately the Mexican enterprise was not able to realize it. I mean, it's more to do with the industry headwinds than anything else. So we've kind of already started a litigation proceeding against them. So we are hopeful that we'll be able to recover this amount that we've written off.
Sure. Just last point here. A few questions asked by earlier participants regarding the required growth rate of 7 to 14% in fourth quarter. How much will be driven by increase in volume or pricing, more or less our existing business, and how much will be driven by incremental revenue coming from one of the top clients starting in Europe?
So I think. Honestly, Nitin, we can't quantify at this point of time, but we believe that knowing their pattern of spending on various 9 to 10 countries, if we get all of them as a part of our platform, we believe that it will add easily $3 to $4 million additional dollar to our revenue.
Okay, 3 to 4 million, approximately that.
Yeah.
So the remaining portion you are saying that's going to come organically.
As I said, I think the volume for this particular month has been, we have seen a growth. Whatever the distance we have seen from those large OTT players in the month of November and December, we start seeing the traffic coming back to our platform and we see a decent growth for this particular month. And we presume that the same growth will continue for the next 2 months as well, and we will easily reach to our guidance of 15 to 17% year-on-year basis.
Sure, understood. Very helpful. Thank you. Good luck for coming here.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Chandra from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is on the ILD part of ILD part of our business, wherein in the past we have seen multiple price hikes on the ILD side. So is it fair to assume that because the ILD revenue is being dominated by say like 5-6 large clients, so maybe the higher pricing of ILD is forcing them to shift to some other modes of communication, and now with RCS becoming preferred mode. Okay, so can we see the shift from ILD to RCS, because the pricing differential is very high, and so because if I see the the sharp drop in the top client revenue for us in this quarter, so this is also indicating to some extent that the top client is not using the ILD channel as it was using, say, a quarter back.
Not exactly as such. And first of all, let me just clarify that RCS is no way allowed to send OTPs for OTT partners. RCS in India is being governed by Vodafone Idea as their hub, and it is definitely not allowed to use that channel to send OTP. I think that's a misleading information has been passed in the market, which is not correct. And we have not seen a single drop because of RCS being used for OTP. Okay, it was not only for India, but I think OTT player like Google or Facebook or many others have reduced their volume not for India from multiple destinations in those months. So it is not just for India and ILD business.
No, so I agree to that it's not for OTP messages, but mostly for the promotional part and for the promotional part of the messages.
Even for the promotional part of the messages, I think we serve one of the largest e-commerce customer right now in India, and we have seen in fact the growth in their volume on SMS side. And we have, I think there are lots of rear routes available in the market, and that was due to degrow the traffic. Now most of this large brand, they are aware that their people are using rear routes to terminate their messages, and we in return getting more traffic, more assurance from these brands that they want to work with people who have a legitimate route to terminate the traffic. First of all, that is something which we have got some confirmation for this month, and that is why we see growth in our ILD traffic for this month. Second, RCS, you might refer to some of the transactions happening on WhatsApp for Amazon, which is totally not as a counted transaction in our revenue model. So we still see the growth of whatever traffic which is coming for traffic companies like Amazon. We still see the traffic is intact with us.
Okay. And sir, recently Apple also mentioned that they are going live with RCS, globally, because RCS is only on Android right now. So with Apple going live on RCS and RCS being a cheaper mode of communication as compared to ILD, which is 5 rupees, can obviously it's an opportunity for like newer clients, but for existing clients, can this be a risk as they shift to volumes which are lower on realization?
So Amit, RCS is live in almost now 95 to 100 countries as of today. The local the biggest threat between WhatsApp and RCS, you need to understand, it is not an SMS size. So if you talk about the conversational messaging which is happening on RCS as compared to conversational messaging which is happening on WhatsApp, WhatsApp is 75 paisa in India and RCS is about 25 paisa in India. So we see lots of shift is happening from WhatsApp to RCS. That is a real shift, and that is something which we see. We have seen a trend. As a company, we are doing reasonably well on RCS side and reasonably well on WhatsApp side. As an omni-channel provider, we have not seen that trend of RCS or WhatsApp being used for the SMS channel, but I think there's a biggest gap we see between WhatsApp business messaging and RCS. And we see people adopting RCS more to replace WhatsApp business messaging. So that is a trend we have seen from last few months, and that is happening. And because of the cost, and because of that it is governed by the operator ecosystem, by GSMA, and the data residing within the country, RCS is preferred two-way communication channel over WhatsApp. This is a trend we have seen in last few months.
Okay. So, sir, you mentioned that most of the ILD, large ILD spenders, they are like, they have not spent what they intended to in the last 2 months. So the drop in the spending on ILD is because of the higher pricing that ILD, because they are finding alternate challenges, or is it more linked to macroeconomic conditions?
It is more linked to microeconomic condition, and India is just a 5-cent market right now, but there are various markets where SMS is being charged to 23 to 25 cents also. So it is not just India is one market which is charging 5 cents. If you go to Bangladesh or Sri Lanka, I think it is as expensive as about 13 to 20 cents range. So I think it's overall deep for various other countries by all these OTT channels. And it's a, I think it's a, commonly a microeconomic condition which will let them to withdraw some of the traffic, which they believe is not critical. And they stick from critical traffic. But again, from month of January, we see those traffic coming back.
Okay. And sir, on the Vodafone Idea deal, the BI deal, you mentioned that it will start from April onwards. So the revenue commitment or the revenues that we are building in, that remains the same, or is there any change in scope of the project?
It will remain as same, whatever the guidance we have given before.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Swapnil Podukke from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. Just wanted to confirm one the question that I had earlier asked with respect to the gross margin. So you mentioned that MRM is something which has impacted the margin, so they now as we understand the MRM margins are significantly better than our standalone margins, and is that understanding correct, and if that is so, then
it was historically, what you're saying is right, but I think last quarter So if you remember, I mean, the first half for MRM was significantly kind of muted in terms of revenues, right? While they were doing good in terms of margins, I think this quarter they've chased revenue growth and compromised the margins a little bit. So that has actually diluted our margins for the quarter.
Okay. And secondly, now do these numbers that we have reported for this quarter include any trials that you were doing with TeleSign? I remember you saying, I think, a couple of quarters back that
No. There is nothing that we are doing right now because we're not, I mean, because of the competition commissions and other aspects, we can't do, I mean, so some of these would be tantamount into gun jumping. So I think we're working independently as two entities right now. Once the deal closes, at that point in time, the throughput would start.
Okay. And one more thing, as you consolidate with TeleSign at some point of time, your volumes consolidate. Is it possible that the enterprises may not be, may have a challenge because due to higher concentration coming from just one particular CPaaS player, because ultimately TeleSign and Root would be considered as one by an enterprise, and that may lead to some of the enterprise trying to diversify their exposure to some other CPaaS players, basically reduce their concentration. Yeah.
So, Swapnil, there are many customers what TeleSign has we don't have. Okay. Let's give some of the example. Classic example is like Spotify or Netflix or other, right? So these customers we don't have. We don't serve them. And there are few large we serve both. We both serve them. It's fine. But there are many of them, the US-based, we don't serve them directly. And that is an opportunity we see in long term where we will get as a one combined team to serve all the customer base out of US as a single entity or a partnership.
And something just to add to what Rajiv said, so I mean, as part of the integration exercise, I mean, we have done exhaustive work on all this along with our global consulting firm. So at this point in time, there is no, I mean, we don't believe that we've run any concentration risk per se. I mean, if at all, I mean, we'll both complement each other rather than, I mean, creating any concentration risk per se. So I think that is, again, a very positive kind of outcome that we have been able to kind of, at least from a hypothesis standpoint, been able to formalize.
Right. For clarity's sake, would you guys be able to give us what would be the total overlap of revenue between TeleSign and Root today? I do understand you very, very clearly mentioned that there are a few other clients which you do not serve at all.
At this point in time, it will be premature for us to kind of divulge some of these information considering
we have no clarity of data points, honestly, right now with us.
Okay. Got it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Mehta from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Two questions. First, about one, in last quarter, we announced large e-commerce client deal. And in that, you broadly indicated India is roughly half is from around 8-9 countries outside of India. So can you provide some update? I think partly you touch upon, but if you can provide more clarity on it. Second question is, now if, let's say, one look at it, some of the challenges which we face in Q3, Q4, or maybe Q3 particularly, now it has some implication in Q4, some kind of a quarter kind of delay in one large deal. So base effect is supportive for FY25 growth trajectory, plus some of the action which you highlighted in terms of new product growth, what we are witnessing. Do we expect our FY25 growth trajectory will be much better than what you might have anticipated at the end of Q2? If you can provide qualitative comment around it. Thanks.
So, Dipesh, honestly, if you see some of these deals which you're talking about, if they all materialize on time, plus the Vodafone deal, plus the TeleSign synergy, right, this will definitely lead to a much better revenue guidance for next year, right?
Radev, sorry to interrupt, but your voice is breaking. I can't hear you clearly.
As I said, the Vodafone deal plus all this new, I think we got a new large e-commerce giant base of Asia. I think that is also a big deal for us right now. There are lots of banks we are working right now. There is definitely this large e-commerce company for 9 countries which will come. Vodafone deal plus the synergies between TeleSign, Route Mobile and the Proximus will definitely add much, much higher revenue potential for the next financial year. Right now, we might not be able to give any kind of a guidance. We are still at very early stage, but definitely we see a huge growth and potential of this partnership in the next financial year.
Understood. So I understand for qualitative 25. Just want the update on this deal. You said there is some delay even in the e-commerce kind of client.
First of all, their entire system was freeze in the month of December. Now in January, they all are back and we started the communication to start doing testing, and I think the testing is over. We may start getting traffic very soon. It will start by country, not just all countries together. So it's a process at their end, which may take some time. But even one country adding to our platform, as I said, even 3 to 4 countries we start within this quarter may lead to about $3 to $4 million additional revenue to our portfolio.
Understood. So broadly, this will be fully ramped up somewhere in Q1. That is right understanding?
Yes, Q1 next year, yeah.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Ronak Chedda from Auriga Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Hi, Ronak. Hi, Gautam. A couple of questions. One is on this global scenario, just going back to this ILD piece, what we've seen in the quarter and what we've seen that the fungible volumes have been ramped up, and not just for India, but globally. So how now when you're thinking about, let's say, 2-3 years down the line, as a CPaaS business of the entire group entity, how do you see the competitive intensity? And in your view, do we see this as a structural trend where the volumes will keep on coming down on the ILD piece, not just in India, but in all the markets where we, you know, operate, where the fungible volumes will shift to other platforms? Just your thoughts on this.
We are very clear in terms of the as a platform company, we have all the channels available within our offering. And if the customer is looking out to change from platform A to platform B, everything is possible from our end. But as far as the messaging trend is concerned, there is a huge adoption and the growth in the SMS side also. On ILD business, we have not seen that kind of a reverse. It was just one time, I think, most of the OTT players, they wanted to reduce the cost for those particular months, and that is a trend we have seen. And as far as I know, there are markets where prices are almost 25 cents, and still all the OTT players are using those countries' networks and paying that much amount. So I don't think there's any change we can see, but there is definitely different channels may be used by these OTT channel players to have OTP for one channel and make promotional for the channel. So that is possible, but it all depends on the regulatory matters also, because the various regulatory aspect is linked to this kind of traffic to be dominated within the country.
And just an extension to this question, where for the Vodafone deal, we have certain business assumptions baked in, right? And there's some commitment also. So just if the channel changes or shifts, the OTT player shifts between the channels, do you see a risk to the $100 million business annual run rate that we've baked in?
No, that is the minimum we have baked in, and the potential is much higher. Considering all the parameters, we believe that $100 million is the minimum we can achieve out of that.
Understood. And just lastly, on Rajdeep, you had mentioned in the last call that there were some deals on the MNO side which we were hoping to close this quarter. On the MNO side, we had certain deals in pipeline on the firewall side of the business. And you had mentioned in the call that we were hoping to sign, but we don't see that. So just an update there. Is this delayed or are we out of
Maybe I'll announce something in this quarter that also got delayed because of the network freeze in various country due to last month. So we might get some kind of announcement in this quarter for our firewall win.
Understood. And lastly, on this competition globally, how is the pricing right now? Because we've seen some pressure on the margins as well. So how is the pricing and how is the competitive scenario which you are seeing today?
So, as I said, like Route Mobile is a unique company based out of India. We are definitely not offering one country to all the different companies. We are offering multiple countries. And there are very few limited number of players right now in the market who has this kind of coverage and potential. And I think if you see, there are five or six companies only who serve the customers for global termination, and we are one of them. And if there is a pricing challenge, but there's what I see normally is a channel shift, and we see lots of use cases for WhatsApp and lots of use cases for RCS. These are all new use cases, and that's the potential we see from CPaaS industry, because the growth on RCS and WhatsApp are totally new use cases, which is not somehow killing the SMS volume as such, because the two-way communication, the conversational chat, which is like is a new thing right now, and we see a growth on that as part of the business, and which will be continued. So most of the companies, most of the enterprises are now looking out to engage their customer with a various mode of communication, and RCS and WhatsApp is one of them, including the SMS right now. So we are very bullish about the growth of CPaaS and omnichanneling coming as down the line.
Understood. Thank you so much for your time. This was really helpful, Rajan.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sarang Sanil from RW Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. Happy New Year to the entire team. My first question is it possible to give volume growth in NLD and ILD for the quarter?
Gautam, if you have...
Guys, we don't share that level of details right now.
Sure. So, so was there a degrowth in
India? India, the volume growth was around 2%.
Okay. My second question is, since there was a guarantee in volume given to Vodafone Idea in the firewall deal, so is that part affected or renegotiated as we are planning to go live with a 3-month delay now?
We cannot share those kind of detail right now. There is a definitely agreement between Vodafone Idea. We have a certain agreement, but we may not be able to share on this call.
Okay. Third question would be, what are the margin levers going forward? You know, since RCS, WhatsApp would take, you know, new products would take time to scale to the 400-500 crore range. What would be the levers in the next couple of years?
The levers will be this omnichannel, right? So email, WhatsApp, RCS, and voice will be the levers for the next coming year. And we are placed well, and our platforms are working well. We are one of the top five partners with Google on RCS, and I think we are doing fairly well on RCS right now. And on WhatsApp, I think we are now one of the premium partners as well. And I think things are going really well for Route Mobile on omnichannel. And things are going good. And we believe that in coming quarters, this will keep on going.
All right. And the final question would be, what is the effective tax rate for this year and the next couple of years?
Yeah, 18% to 20%.
18% or 20%. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Thank you and all the best for you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suresh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Greetings, everybody. I just want to understand what the revised guidance is for the current year, as well as in the past we spoke about $1 billion revenue 2 to 3 years. Has anything changed on the long-term outlook, both on the margins as well as revenue? And what is the revised guidance for this and next year?
Gautam,
Yeah, so in terms of guidance, I think we revised this year, financial year's guidance from the 20-25% band to 15-17%, and that's largely to do with the industry tailwinds. Considering, I mean, some of these large contracts which should go live during the course of this quarter, we'll see the full year benefit of that play out. And there are, as Rajiv said, some large MNO deals also that we're working on, which are firewall deals across multiple operators. So some of these things, I think, will help us accelerate. And then for next year, I think the way, as I think somebody had kind of highlighted the base effect, I think next year we're looking at a very strong year from a growth standpoint. And then the $1 billion revenue over three to four years, I think that stands valid even today. I think, and especially with this Proximus deal, we believe it will open a lot of avenues across the developed markets, which will be a catalyst to drive the core business.
Thanks for that. In one of the television interviews, Rajdeep mentioned that combined entity TeleSign and Route Mobile targeting a $2 billion revenue in like 3-4 years. I know this merger is probably valued to both organizations, but want to check if that's still
intact. I think if you see combined revenue of both the companies is over $1 billion already. So we definitely stick to that $2 billion and we believe we can overachieve also.
Amazing. Awesome. Thank you. Congrats, team.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as our last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rajdeep Kumar Gupta for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining this call. And we're looking forward to the strong quarter this one. And we are working very hard to get more contracts and at least to work on our existing contracts to go live. Thank you for joining this call. Thank you. And have a nice evening.
Thank you. On behalf of Route Mobile Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.